What is the history of the Light the Night event?
Oh, it really is a very special event in our calendar. The Leukemia Foundation supports people with blood cancer. So it's leukemia, but it's also lymphoma and myeloma and other blood disorders. And what is special about this event is that it is the one time of the year that people affected by these diseases all come together to support each other. So you're right, as you just said, 140 events across the country, and it all takes place this Friday.
Wow. So where are some of the events being held? There's 140. What are some of the locations?
Our big flagships happen in each capital city. So our Sydney event is down at Barangaroo, and it's just stunning. So it's right on the water with the harbour bridges, the backdrop. It really is very, very beautiful. And the Sydney event is actually really exciting because we have some of our ambassadors are some really amazing performers, as well as people who are also affected by blood cancer, and they'll be joining us on the night.
Could you explain to us a little bit about what the flagship is that's involved?
Yeah, sure. So I suppose a flagship, so we have one event in each capital city, which we call our flagship. And really what that is, it means it's the biggest. And then all of the other events happen in regional towns, or regional and more suburban towns. So here in Sydney, in the Barangaroo event, we'll expect, you know, 2,500, 3,000 people just at that event alone. Whereas some of the other events, and that could be down in Wollongong or Newcastle or out in Bourke, they are smaller and more community-based.
Wow. So what is the vision for this event? Take us back to the first year. Why did you choose lanterns?
Yeah, so I suppose when people are affected by blood cancer, so when someone gets a diagnosis and they, you know, they go to their GP and their GP says, look, I'm sorry, you have blood cancer, it affects them personally, absolutely. But it's not just them, it is a whole community that that has a knock-on effect to. So this event really symbolises bringing that community together and supporting each other. So we felt that it was best represented by our coloured lanterns, so that when you're at this event, you can have something that represents where you are within the community. So if you, when you register for the event, so you go on the website, which is lightthenight.org.au, and when you register, you then fill in your details and talk about, you know, how blood cancer has affected you. So if you have a personal diagnosis, you will register for that and you'll be given a white lantern. If you are there to support a friend, a family, a colleague with a blood cancer, you'll be given a blue lantern. And if you're there to commemorate someone who has passed from a blood cancer, you'll be given a gold lantern. And this is what is really special about the event. So we all come together, we all have our lanterns, and then when dusk falls, so it becomes dark, there is a, what we call a lantern ceremony, and we talk about the meaning behind each of the colours. And then slowly, one colour at a time, we put the lanterns on, they've all got little lights, and then we all go for a gentle stroll just around the harbour. So we don't actually let the lanterns go. Some people have said to us, oh no, isn't that not good to let lanterns go, and what about the environment? Yeah. None of that happens. We all hang on to our lanterns, but we do switch them on so they light up. And then just the vision of watching, well, certainly in Barangaroo, there'll be close to 3,000 lanterns all walking together is really moving. It's very special and beautiful.
Wow, it definitely sounds very moving. You're right, and absolutely amazing, and truly will light up the night, definitely.
Well, yeah, thank you. And we're really excited. So I was saying before, we have some performers on the night, which is just going to make the night even more exciting. So Alfie Arcuri, who won The Voice a couple of years ago in 2016, he is actually our Blue Lantern Ambassador, and he'll be performing on the night, which is really exciting. And Hayley Jensen, who also was on The Voice, is our Gold Lantern Ambassador, and she'll also be performing on the night. So it's about coming together and going for this walk and the lanterns and great entertainment.